There was a very famous movie star in the silent movies named Rudolph Valentino. But 1,745 years ago, approximately, something happened. A little background with this before we go into that event that happened in 1,745 years ago. The Roman Empire was in power. Claudius the Cruel was the emperor at that time. And they were, I got all my notes here from years that I've written down. He had forbidden his soldiers, Roman citizens, to get married, because he figured that if a soldier was married, he would be worried about whether he was going to get killed in battle and what would happen to his family, etc. So he had forbidden marriage. But let's go back also before this to what became Valentine's Day. There was a goddess called Juno. And she was a goddess of love. Now, over the years, people have done all kinds of stuff. They would make spoons, and they would draw their names, wear their names on their sleeves. When I was going to school, all the boys would write a Valentine card to all the girls in the class, and all the girls would write a Valentine card to all of the boys in class, and that was something you did. But there's a long story behind all of this. We know about Cupid. We know about Juno, the goddess of making, a goddess of love. Cupid was a little diapered a baby with wings, with a bow and arrows. They would shoot into people's hearts, and they would fall in love with someone else. There have been love potions over the years, all kinds of things. Cupid was a... This is the little guy, diaper baby with diaper and wings and shooting arrows. There was Juno, the goddess of love, which they worshipped and adored at this time of the year also. And then there was Eros. Eros, we get our word erotic from that. Eros was another Greek god that was the god of making up again. When a man and woman would have disagreements, they would call upon Eros to put their marriage and their love life back together again. Well, people give flowers to one another. They give Christmas, or not Christmas cards, but Valentine's cards. They do all kinds of stuff on Valentine's Day. And every woman expects her husband to take her out to dinner, or give her a Valentine card, or give her roses or flowers or something on Valentine's Day. This is all what has happened over the years. Like I said, people would draw their names out. They would wear the person's name on their sleeve for the whole year. And sometimes they would get married during that year. They would have spoons that they would make for each other. And Valentine's Day has always been, ever since the Greek times, has been a time of love and affection. But there's more than that. There was a guy named Valentino, Valentinus, or Valentine, however you want to say it. He was a real guy. Now, Valentino, or Valentine, was martyred February the 14th, 269 A.D. Now, the Catholic Church canonized him, and they took his bones later on, supposedly his bones, and put them in different places. But the Catholic Church didn't exist in 269 A.D. There's a problem with that. The Catholic Church didn't begin until when? 325 A.D. So this is predating the Catholic Church. Now, this guy was in Rome and everything, but all Christians back at this time were known as primitive Baptists. So this preacher was not a priest. He was a pastor, and he was a pastor in Rome. His name was Valentine or Valentinius. And Claudius the Cruel, because he thought that the men, if they got married, they would be more likely to be less brave in battle, or they wouldn't go to battle at all. If they got married, they were basically exempt from battle or their army for a whole year, so they could be with their wives, and she would probably have a baby, etc. Well, so he forbid marriage. Now, at this period of time, I want you to understand the Catholic Church did not exist. And with the Catholic Church came later on, many years later, a few hundred years later, the Catholic Church evolved, as you see on this map up here. Catholic Church began in 325, so this predates the Catholic Church. Simple as that. This guy was not a Catholic priest. Now, most likely of all, he was a Baptist pastor. Now, people would come to him, and the idea of getting a marriage certificate came along later. By 325, by 400 to 500 AD, the Catholic Church had made a decree. Every child had to be baptized within so many days of his birth in the Catholic Empire. Now, this is after 325 AD. And they wanted to control when you were born, you had to be baptized. And when you were baptized, you were a member of the Holy Roman Catholic Church. But all believers back that time realized that that a person had to make a confession of faith before you were baptized. It was what we call believer's baptism. Well, since a baby can't confess his sins and believe, they would have a godmother and godfather. That's where you godmothers and godfathers come from. And the godfather and the godmother, they would take an oath. Do you believe in the Holy Catholic Church? Yes. Do you believe in the devil and all his things? Yes, yes, yes. And they would answer this for the baby. And they would say that they would make sure that this baby was raised up in the Catholic faith. There was none of that going on here at all. Baptism was by immersion, not by pouring. Even King Henry VIII was baptized by immersion. Later on, it was sprinkling. When King James made his Bible to combat the Baptist, the King James Bible was written against Baptist people, against Baptists. And it was written against the Church of Rome. The Catholics were fairly well persecuted during James, as King James's reign. And there was one there, one man called Lord Baltimore. And Lord Baltimore was a Catholic, but he was a Lord. Now, King James, he would kind of make concessions to some of these, so King James gave Lord Baltimore a colony in America. And there it was going to be a Catholic colony. Guess what the colony's name was? Mary's Land, or Maryland. Okay, Maryland. He came over here, and many Baptists, many Quakers came, and they persecuted them pretty heavily. The Catholic Church said, well, the Maryland was the first place that you ever had religious freedom. That's not true at all. It was religious freedom for the Catholics, because the Catholics were being persecuted along with the Baptists in England. And King James came out with his King James Bible in 1611 to combat what the Baptists were preaching. And, of course, the Catholics only went by rote and ceremony. They did not want their people reading the Bible, because if they read the Bible, then they would cease being Catholics. Simple as that. And the Baptists were preaching the Bible, so King James decided to combat them. Well, anyway, Lord Baltimore established his colony in America, and Baltimore, Maryland is named after him. You can read a little bit of that in church history. Now let's get back. We're giving you a foundation of the Catholic Church that did not exist when Valentine lived. Claudius the Cruel existed. There was a man by the name Asterius, and he was a jailer in Rome. And Claudius had Valentinus arrested because he was getting up in front of the church and announcing that this couple was going to be living in holy matrimony. There was no license, nothing like that at all, period. They just got up and made a statement, and he would bless them, and the church would shake hands with them, basically, whatever, etc. That's what happened back then. There was no marriage license or anything, period. The Catholic Church, later on, made the babies be baptized and become a Catholic member of the Catholic Church. They confirmed them when they were 12 years old. When a man and a woman got married, they had to get a license from the Catholic Church. The Baptists were writing the names in their Bibles later on, because they didn't hardly have any Bibles. But later on, they would write it down. There was no certificate of marriage or anything. A man and a woman lived in holy matrimony, period. And then, also, the Catholic Church wanted control when you were born, when you got married, and when you died. And later on, they even invented purgatory so they could con the people's families out of money to pray the person out of a non-existent purgatory. The death, birth, marriage, death. They wanted to control all of those things and everything in between. So they had church graveyards. Where you could really be holy was buried in the floor of a Catholic church. And there were church graveyards. A lot of the Protestants followed after that. And even some of the Baptists, they would bury church members around the church. There's a graveyard around the church many times. But the Catholics, if you wanted to be high and holy, you had to pay to have your relative buried in the floor of that Catholic church. Let's get back to Valentine now. Valentine blessed marriages, and Claudius forbid it. Valentine kept blessing marriages, and so they arrested him. And the jailer's name was Asterius. He had a daughter named Julia, from what we know in history, and Julia was blind. Well, many of Valentine's church members came to see him in prison. And it went on for a while. They tried him and everything, and they set a date for his execution, February the 14th, 269 A.D. And that's not solid, but around there, okay? Well, in the meanwhile, Valentino was preaching sermons in the jail to his church members. And Asterius got under conviction of the Holy Spirit and was saved and born again. And he had a daughter, and he asked Valentino if he could bring his daughter there and if he could teach her about the Bible. So he did. And Asterius asked Valentino, or Valentine, they asked him, "Do you think if God... you think you could pray for my daughter so she could receive her sight?" He said, "I'll pray for your daughter if she can receive her sight, and if God wills, He will." Well, she could see. He prayed for her, and her blindness went away. Well, she communed with him quite a bit. They basically fell in love, and even though she was much younger than him, and he was condemned to death. Well, she was saved also. As far as I know, they may have even been baptized. I don't have any documentation on that. They weren't sprinkled. They weren't poured upon. They would have been dipped someplace. some baptistry. But since Asterius was the jailer, I think that he could probably take him out and let him baptize them and then take him, put him back in jail. Because he was in control of the jail. Well, the day of his death, Valentinus did not see Julia. And he had been condemned to a triple death. They were going to beat him, they were going to stone him, and they were going to make sure that he was dead and decapitate him. Three forms of execution against this man. He would not denounce his faith. They knew he was not going to stop blessing marriages. And so they did this. They were going to kill him. Well, it came up there, and Valentino left a little note to this girl that loved him so much, Julia. And he said in that note simply, "Your Valentine. Your Valentine." He went off, they beat him, they stoned him, they decapitated him. Julia mourned. But she knew that her pastor, her teacher, her love was in a much better place. And they say that she planted an almond tree that blossomed pink blossoms by her doorstep. And that almond tree would always bloom on February the 14th, just like all almond trees do all over. That's the rest of the story. 1,745 years ago, to this day, approximately, a man died for preaching the gospel and for blessing God-ordained marriages. Our Father, we thank you for this story. We thank you for all the blessings you give us in life. Father, may we humbly thank you for all the martyrs down to the years that have given their lives, and they only did that because of the grace that you have shed in their lives. Thank you for those martyrs down through history. We know that the Catholic Church killed 50 to 100 million people during the Dark Ages. And Islam, 270 plus million. Your people have had to stand for the truth and lay their lives down for it for a long time. I thank you for a time here in America we could worship you freely, and I pray that we have time that we can do it again without being censored, without being using the